Today is the fourth Sunday of Advent. The epistle for today's Mass is taken from St. Paul's first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 4. Brethren, let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and the dispensers of the mysteries of God. Here now it is required among the dispensers that a man be found faithful. But to me it is a very small thing to be judged by you or by man's day. But neither do I judge my own self. For I am not conscious to myself of anything, yet am I not hereby justified, but he that judgeth me is the Lord. Therefore, judge not before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts, and then shall every man have praise from God. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 3. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and Philip his brother tetrarch of Iturea, and the country of Trachonitis, and Lysanias tetrarch of Abilene, under the high priest Annas and Caiaphas, and the word of the Lord came to John, the son of Zachary, in the desert. And he came into all the country about the Jordan, preaching the baptism of penance for the remission of sin. As it is written in the book of the sayings of Isaiah the prophet, a voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked way shall be made straight, and the rough ways plain, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. A voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, there are only a few days left until Christmas. So amidst the busyness of last-minute decorating, shopping, or traveling to visit family, remember that it's not too late to have a good Advent. It's not too late to prepare for the real reason that we celebrate Christmas. And Holy Mother Church, who is mindful that we can get so preoccupied with other things, helps us to refocus our attention on Christ. And she does this in the Gospel of today's Mass through the words of St. John the Baptist, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, who tells us, prepare the way of the Lord. St. Cyril explains that the wilderness is a spiritual wilderness. At the time of the Baptist, men were cold and they cared little for spiritual things. Even some of the Hebrews who had waited for thousands of years for the Messiah, even they seemed to have forgotten the promise of God to send a Redeemer. And certainly, St. John the Baptist's words can also be applied to our own times. For we live in a spiritual wilderness in which few, very few men love God. Christmas itself, for many, has become about the presents and the parties and not about Christ. And so in the midst of this spiritual wilderness, St. John the Baptist urges us to do what is most important, to prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare for the coming of Christ, he says. Open your hearts to him so that he will be able to help you save your soul. Turn away from sin and vice and practice virtue. With just 3 days left until Christmas, how then will we prepare? I'm sure each one of us could certainly choose some vice that he needs to overcome, or some virtue that we need to practice better. But what better virtue to practice these last few days of Advent than charity, the virtue which Christ gave us such an admirable example of by his incarnation and birth, his love and his charity for us. We see the charity of Christ in the incarnation. He suffered all the inconveniences, the difficulties, and the pains because he has charity for men. The reason he became a man was out of charity, out of love for us. And so by imitating him and practicing the highest of the virtues, we can prepare the way of the Lord. Now we know that charity is a love for others. It's a love, first of all, for God, and then for our fellow men. It's a willingness to help them, to do good for them. But, you know, what is the biggest obstacle of practicing charity? Quite simply, it is selfishness. Too often we become so preoccupied with what we want, what we need, the way that we want things done. To practice charity, we have to forget for a moment our own needs and our own desires and think about what others want and need. And there's a story of a family who is able to do this, to think of others, and in doing so, they found the true joy of Christmas. Now, the father of this particular family was struggling. His business was failing, and he had a large debt that he needed to pay off. And so one afternoon, shortly before Christmas, he came home dejected. He broke the news to his wife that they would have to use the little money they had saved to help pay off the debt. There wouldn't be any money that Christmas for presents for the children or for the nice dinner they usually had. First, his wife was upset. She thought of how very disappointed the children would be. They just wouldn't understand, and Christmas wouldn't be the same. Her husband tried to reassure her. The children already had so many toys and nice things. They could do with a little less this year, and hopefully next year they'd be able to make it up to them. His wife was still quite upset, but she tried to be resigned. That evening, she picked up the newspaper, and her eyes fell on a certain article. It was a charity drive to provide for some of the less fortunate families in their area with a nice dinner and perhaps a few gifts for Christmas. And often the stories were of circumstances similar to her own. No work for the father and barely enough money to get by. But one story touched her the most. It was a family with four children, and they were the same ages as her own. A boy who was 11, girls who were 9 and 7, and a baby almost 2. Their father, too, was out of work. The mother was supporting the family by taking in ironing so that she could be home to care for the family, but she barely eked out an existence for them. Now, many of the families in this article already had benefactors signed up to provide for them that Christmas, but this one family had no one to help them. Suddenly, she had an idea. Perhaps, she thought, perhaps we don't have that much, but certainly we are better off than this poor family. She brought the newspaper and showed the rest of the family. "I just got a new iron," she said. "It makes my housework, my life easier, but the old one will do just fine. I'm going to give the new one to this family." Her son and daughter listened and thought for a moment. And then they ran out of the room, and when they came back, her son was pushing his new bike, and her daughter was carrying some of her favorite toys. "We can give these things," they said. "We have plenty of other toys and games, and the children in this family need them far more than we do." As the mother and the children loaded their gifts into the car, their father came out carrying the radio which he had for his workshop. "For the father," he simply said. As the family knelt in front of the crib that Christmas morning, they were happy, for they remembered the tears of joy and gratitude in the eyes of the poor family that they had helped. They might not have had as much that Christmas for themselves, but this was the first truly happy Christmas they had had because of the joy that they had given. My dear friends, even those who don't have the true Christ-like spirit of Christmas know that Christmas is a time of peace and joy. And if we want to share in that true joy, we must imitate the family in the story. We must have charity towards others. And so these next few days, practice a Christ-like charity. Forget yourself, your projects, needs, desires, your time, at least once each day. Try to give others joy and happiness. Instead of thinking of yourself, think of what someone else wants. Look for ways that you can do something for someone and help them, especially family members and friends. Help them with their duties and the things that they want to do, rather than doing what you want or having things the way you want. And if you do this, my dear friends, like that family in the story, you will prepare a way for our Lord, and you will have a truly joyful Christmas. For by showing charity and kindness towards those around you, you will prepare the way of the Lord, prepare a gift for our Lord at Christmas, a gift that he really wants, your love for him and for others. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.